now here's a point where I think we could save this moment for Patreon as a trimming, is over at the Branaka house. Aaron's been up to a few baby-related items on his to-do list. The first one.
Yeah, so Aaron has had a great idea.
Yeah.
And he wants to get everyone together to share his great idea. And his great idea is to call his child Faye.
Yeah. If it's a girl, which, by the way, is a first kind of gendered point that he makes. Like, if it's a girl.
Yeah.
Which maybe Faye couldn't pass as a boy's name, but maybe they could do a version of Faye.
Like Faye Through or something. I don't know. Matthew, Faye Through. I don't know. Faye. What would that be as a boy's name?
Maybe like Fabian, nicknamed Faye.
Gosh. I mean, I can't imagine why David and Nicolette would be against that.
I mean, it's a lot of name, but this is why you discuss it. You get your pen and paper and you throw a few ideas around. And what do we do here in the comedy sphere when someone suggests an idea?
So I want to say that when I was growing the child that my husband shares with me, I was growing it, you see, so I feel like I should name it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suggested giving the middle name of my grandfather who'd passed, so similar thing. And I said it kind of like Aaron did, like, this is what we're doing. And he just said, no.
And what was your idea?
Patrick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So he's like, no. And that's what he said. And I was like, oh. Okay.
But ironically, the end of what I asked you before is like, what do we do in the comedy sphere when someone has an idea? Is we yes and.
Oh, yeah.
And
which I didn't do.
You just blocked me.
I'm so sorry.
But you go, yes. Okay. You go, Faye. Okay. Yeah, we can work with that. And
Faisical. I'll write
sounds it down. Good. Yeah. And also, he by chance probably had a lovely name. Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But let's honour her.
Yeah.
Actually, no. She was mean to David.
Yeah. No, she wasn't nice.
Mum.
Yeah.
Mum.
What
Ma-naka.
Is the mum's? We don't know her name. What is her
name?
I'll
look it up while you say your next thing.
Yeah. So Aaron has decided, and he's so proud of himself. It's like he's learnt to walk for the first time. And so he tells everyone, and everyone, basically their response is cringe. Like
straight up, it's Kim.
Oh, Kim Faith. Faye. Whoops.
Yeah, Faith could be on the table as an option. I'm just saying you brainstorm.
Yeah, you do brainstorm. And that's the whole baby naming process. Like you come with different names throughout the whole pregnancy.
Except, and Kate and I are name nerds.
Yeah, you are.
Google it. It's a whole subculture. We're obsessed. And I've been thinking about my hypothetical baby name since I was probably 10 years old and my mum was having my brother. And I would keep lists for her. And I got to pick the middle name for him. I picked James.
Oh, did you?
Because I love names so much. She let me.
Because you're a big Essendon fan. James Heard.
No, even though my son has been given Essendon propaganda by my brother, who I named in the middle, Jeremy James. Thanks for nothing. But now Jeremy always gives me a hard time because I love the name James so much. I had a baby doll called James and he goes, you named me after a doll.
You know that's my husband's name.
Hamish means James, yes, because I've got a friend. I've got a Facebook friend who's got a son called Hamish James and it grinds my gears.
Yeah.
Because that is the same name.
Funnily enough, I dated the Irish version of the name in high school.
What's that?
Seamus.
Oh, lovely.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday. Don't think you're a patron.
Wouldn't that be a fun way to get tea on your ex? Sign up to their Patreon. So with baby Dr. Carl, who I don't mind naming for this moment, Remy, since he's right here joining us, I loved the name for years and I love French names. And I was obsessed with French names, big Francophile, and yeah, went with it. Didn't even mind that it's in Ratatouille, like just doubled down, loved it. And it was just lucky that KB went, yeah, that's good. Like, so I loved that even before he was conceived. And the girl's name I loved, we didn't agree. I wanted to give the girl's name with KB's surname, Barker, and KB didn't think our girl's name, which is Neighbours related in the universe of Neighbours somehow. Anyway, by coincidence, he didn't think it went with his last name. And I'm like, well, I don't want girl's name Pashos, but I'm happy with boy's name Pashos.
Mm.
So we were at a bit of a stalemate. So, but we didn't have to. We did a gender reveal by finding it out and telling it to each other. And then we went, okay, we don't need to worry about the girl. But he picked the middle name is what I'm saying.
Well, I never picked a boy's name until I was pregnant because I was never going to have a boy. So I have used my girl's name. Because I recently got a female dog.
Yeah. Yep.
And so she has my girl's name, which is Lily.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But also it became too common. So even if I'd had a girl, I probably would have been really stressed about it.
There's a thousand. Yeah, there's thousands of thousands.
Yeah. It's a beautiful name, but it became too common.
It's beautiful and it's common for a reason because it's nice.
Yeah.
What I was also going to add is that, names are a whole thing. And I'm fascinated by the names they give characters on Neighbours. Like, I analyse them forever.
And particularly, like, after we had Liz on and we were talking about, like, naming the character, like, Toadie and like, where all they come from. Every time
And Jellyfish, named after my friend.
Yeah.
Jelly.
Yeah. Every time we drive through Colac for work, I'm like, well, Toadie was named because of this situation. Toadie's from Colac. But you know what? Speaking of gender, then Aaron and David want to have a gender reveal. Mm. And Nicolette's not.
A party. It's the party she took umbrage with, which I do too.
Yeah.
It's tacky. It's, as Nicolette said, it's appropriating hetero culture in a basic way.
Appropriating. See, I think that's interesting because I was thinking, like, if you are a homosexual couple having a baby with a lesbian lady who's the surrogate / cool auntie, also having a relationship with your sister.
Yeah.
Very complicated dynamic.
Yeah.
I just feel like they can do whatever they want.
True.
Which do you know what I mean?
Which is their point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where it's a rainbow family. Okay, we'll pause. Oh, yeah.
You want another one?
Yeah, they're free to celebrate however they want. And I'm not saying don't celebrate it. What I'm saying is, you've got a trans actor and character on your show.
Yeah.
The whole point is that whatever you're assigned at birth may not determine how you choose to, how you feel you will grow up. And so actually with this Patreon, so Remy can be banging away in the background and it's fine.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, please stop throwing them. I give you them, you ask. I give.
He's eating crackers.
It reminds me a little bit, you know, have you heard, it was in like Sex and the City and it's been in some other things and I don't know if this is the right terms, but I'm going to call it what they called it on shows that I've seen. So gay prom.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of, it reminds me of that a bit when you say like appropriate.
Okay, yeah.
I actually feel like they're saying, you know what, we've watched all these other basics do a gender reveal.
We want to do it.
We want to do it.
Okay.
And like my favorite proposal video is a homosexual couple proposing to each other, but it's one of those huge flash dance ones.
Amazing.
And it's in Home Depot or like our Bunnings, and I love it because it like appropriates that thing. And so I don't know, I actually just kind of enjoy it.
So what I think the ceremony is fine. What I have issue with is saying we're gonna have blue balloons for a boy and pink balloons for a pink confetti for a girl or whatever. Yeah. So what I did when I found out I was having a boy at like 11 weeks over the phone from my GP.
Yep.
And I wrote it down.
When I found out,
And I wrote it down. I had like a post-it note in front of me and I wrote down like, she's like, okay, so I'm ready.
You were like, no genetic problems.
Boy. Yeah. Like literally that post-it says, no issues, boy. Like, why did I need to write that down? And I went home and I grabbed some art supplies from the art department and I came home and I got red confetti and put it in a yellow balloon. And I popped it. I said, we're doing a gender reveal. And I got KB to pop it and confetti, red confetti flooded down. And I said, gender's a construct. We're having a boy.
I also found out on the phone and my doctor said, are you sure you want to find out? Because I hate it when we know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come? She just likes a surprise.
He's just weird.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And I said, no, I want to know. He told me and then I rang my husband and said, you're wrong. That's it. Because he thought it was a girl. And then, and I rang, this is Patreon, so I can say whatever I want. I rang my mother-in-law and said, it's a boy. And she took her head away from the phone and said, Stuart, that's my father-in-law's name. Stuart, it's another boy.
Would you mind picking him up out of there?
No worries.
And buckling him? So, gender, what was I saying? Gender party, gender balloons, construct. Yeah, so I had wanted a girl as well. Baby Dr. Carl's playing with the microphone, literally. I had wanted a girl, you know, very close bond with my mum. And then the minute I found out it was a boy, it was about maybe half an hour of disappointment, of going, oh, okay. But actually instantly this weight lifted because I was like, oh, thank God. I don't have to worry about rape culture and short skirts and harassment and da-da-da. It all just lifted. And fair enough, he might have a different set of issues, especially if he's becomes part of a diverse community.
Hmm.
But wow, that weight was like instant that it lifted off of my shoulders. I'm like, thank God. I would have been worried sick at all hours of every day.
Yes, except then – and then slowly it builds back on because now we realize we actually have to stop the next generation. Stop
that. Exactly. You're an ally. I've got an ally.
Yeah.
But it's very complicated. Aaron and David can do whatever they want. But then the resolution of the Faye situation was actually one of the highlights of the week. Was Chloe cutting sick.
Yeah.
When, because Aaron's like, I'm going to call Mark and tell him we're going to call the baby Faye.
Hmm. And like, let's not forget she had a miscarriage only months ago.
Oh. A miscarriage and a divorce.
Yeah.
And her mum died. Oh, Chloe.
Yeah. And like she – at this point we don't know – if she may not have a child. Mm. And like maybe she wants to call – like you get
what
I mean?
That's what I thought
like,
at first. Yeah. I thought she was like, I want Faye.
Yeah. And like maybe she – maybe I would – actually I'd love one of them to call like Faith off Buffy.
Yeah. I think it is a very old-fashioned, fusty, musty name, but it's cute. With just a F-A-Y, which is the way Faye spells it.
Mm.
If for some reason that extra E makes it it's really
a bit
old.
It's a bit more old-fashioned. But, look, I don't know. I actually – I'd love it if they did a gender reveal, but, you know, did put a new look on it.
Mm.
So had rainbow, for instance.
Wonderful. And then it just says boy.
Yeah.
Or assigned male at birth.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. So – Chloe rips into Aaron. She's like, you're being selfish.
Mm.
Why don't you consider what anyone else wants? David and Nicolette hate this. We all hate this. I don't want to hear Mum's name everywhere. And she storms off and Aaron's like, I don't know.
But I was so glad for David because you need somebody like that to do things like that for you sometimes.
Yeah.
David could not have
no.
Little button, David. He couldn't say that to his grieving husband.
No.
And Nicolette, she's already on tender hooks all the time with those two. She can't be like, no.
No, I'm going to do some criminal activity, but don't call your baby the dead grandmother's name. And then, but they resolve it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, it was too raw. It was too soon. Mm. We'll pop it in the middle. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
It's a lovely middle name, I find.
Call the baby Barossa.
Barossa Faye Brennan Tanaka.
Do you know, De Bordeley, I think, is from the Barossa, is it?
Possibly.
Yeah. There's a De Bordeley from that family that lives on my street and her number plate is De Bords.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. And then the cake fight we won't talk about here, the cream fight, because that happened in the main plot. So we'll go back to the main pod.